This is one of those rare services in the life of a church which does not have a really good place for announcements, and I will not actually have announcements. I will encourage you, however, to read the articles that you find in your bulletin today. Some of them are certainly worth reading, and they will be a blessing to you. I will also invite anyone from this congregation, or perhaps one of your friends or relatives, if you would like to come into the church during Holy Week and spend some time in the sanctuary in quiet meditation, perhaps reading scripture or otherwise contemplating the passion of our Lord, please just give me a call on our church phone, use extension 11, leave a message for me. I'll make sure the church is open for you so that you can do that. The story of our Lord's triumphal procession into Jerusalem and the story of his arrest, his crucifixion, his death, and his burial are simply too great and profound a story to share in one service. I tend to think that the church put this service together as it did so that for the people who won't come to the weekday services, so that they can experience our Lord's passion and then immediately move to his resurrection next week. And in some ways, I recognize the value of that. But if you, as I, believe the story is just too important to hear all in one setting, that its meaning for us as individuals and as a community, as a congregation, as a society, is just too big for one service, then it has to be shared out over a week. So I would encourage you to take part in the Monday Thursday service, the Good Friday service, and again, perhaps reflect on Saturday between 7 and 9 o'clock. The church will be open for contemplation and reflection. Come in. Read the story of our Lord's passion again. Hear the suffering, his death upon the cross. Recount how he was laid in a tomb and how the door of that tomb was closed, was sealed. This is just too much for one heart and one mind to understand. At least it is for me. There's a scholar who says this, and I cannot say that it is true, but it touches me deeply. A Bible scholar who had said that even if God had only created one human being, that if God in his wisdom had only created one human being, and that one human being had fallen into sin, that Jesus would have gone to the cross for that one human being, just one person. He would have given up his life for the sake of that one person, for that person's salvation, for the gift of eternal life. Just one person. That's hard to fathom, isn't it? That the Son of God should do that for one person. I tend to think it's true. Moreover, I think that one person is you, or you, or you, or you, or me. Jesus would have died for us, but more personally, he would have died for any one of us, and did die for every one of us. The cross is incredibly personal. Those nails that were hammered into his hands, those nails were nailed into his hands because of sin, and those sins were committed because of us. And Jesus knew that. He knew that, and he accepted that. Understand God's love for me. The most I can do is try to live it out. My hope for you this week is you have an opportunity to dwell on the story of our Lord's passion and death. It is a personal story. It is not just Jesus' story. It is my story, and it is your story, and it is the story of our congregation and our community and our nation. We are there. It happened nearly 2,000 years ago, but it's still alive. It lives in us. It lives through us. We are a people who are defined by our love for one another and our willingness to sacrifice. for even our neighbors, for even those who hate us. It all comes from this story. And the glorious end of this story we'll hold for next Sunday. But in the meantime, come to the Monday Thursday service. Come to the Good Friday service. If you can't find time for yourself in your own homes, if you'd like, come to church. Give me a call. Read the story again. Dwell on it. See yourself among those who shouted, among those who beat their breasts knowing something terrible was happening here. See yourself among the Roman soldiers. Watch with awe as Joseph of Arimathea gently takes our Lord's body from the cross and wraps it in linen and seals it in a tomb. This is our story. This is the story of God's people. It begins certainly Monday, Thursday this week, when we celebrate and we observe his Last Supper. It continues with our Good Friday service as we reflect on Jesus' seven words from the cross. It pauses on Holy Saturday so that we can reflect on what has happened and prepare for Sunday morning. The world is a busy place. Everyone has commitments. Everyone has made promises. Make a promise to yourself. Make a promise that you will do this for yourself, for your faith, to be a better Christian, to love others more deeply, to forgive others more selflessly, to be a blessing to those in your family and your community. Do this for your own spiritual health, so that you can bless others in their circumstances. May the Word of God strengthen us in our faith. May our faith be a blessing to others. May we grow in our ability to love others as God in Christ Jesus loved us upon the cross and even in the tomb.